Just like terrestrial ecosystems, marine ecosystems vary in their productivity. We usually characterize productivity by the term net primary productivity, which is defined as the grams of carbon per unit area per unit time captured by an ecosystem. In this graph, the units are in grams per meter squared per year. In simple terms, it's the net amount of atmospheric carbon dioxide taken up by the primary producers, the autotrophs, in an ecosystem. It may come as no surprise to you that tropical rainforests have the highest NPP of any terrestrial ecosystem on a per-area basis. In the marine realm, coral reefs and algae beds have the highest NPP per unit area, rivaling even that of the rainforest. However, coral reefs and algal beds cover just a tiny percent of Earth's surface, so their total contribution to the primary production of the planet is correspondingly small. On a per-area basis, the open ocean has extremely low productivity, but because it is so vast, occupying 65% of Earth's surface, its contribution to Earth's total productivity is the highest of any ecosystem, at nearly 25%. Why is NPP important? Well, ultimately, the fixation of carbon by an ecosystem defines the energy available in the system for food, growth, reproduction, and other essential functions of the organisms that live there. Higher productivity ecosystems are often more diverse. Resources are abundant, so more potentially competing species can be supported.